You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Are you worried about the dangers of 5G? You should be. I have been talking about 5G before it even hit American soil. Our next expert has some eye-opening info to share with us today regarding 5G and the COVID vaccine connection. I always knew there was a connection, and he put the last puzzle piece together for me. I'm Tina Griffin. You're tuning into the Counterculture Mom Show. And this week, we are talking about the depopulation plan of the elites. They've been planning and orchestrating this destruction for years. They've already been wiping out our population through Planned Parenthood. Over 63 million lives have already been extinguished in the U.S. alone just in the last 50 years. Bill Gates has stated he's already depopulating the planet via vaccines in a TED talk I heard from him several decades ago. Now get ready to learn about the deadly plot of 5G from a man with a wealth of knowledge, Todd Callender. Todd was responsible for opening trade and commerce between the United States and Cuba in 1997 by obtaining the first licenses granted during the period when Cuba was a designated enemy of the state. Todd ran a clinical field trial of a needle-free mass vaccination device in collaboration with Cuba and the U.S. State and Commerce Departments for 3 years, and with the consent of the U.S. Treasury Department and with observance by the World Health Organization. He's done business with many vaccine manufacturers and global health organizations at that time, including but not limited to Pfizer, PATH, FDA, WHO, and Cuban Ministry of Health. He knows what he's talking about. I'm with attorney at law, Todd Callender. Todd, thank you for jumping on the program last minute. I have no clue how we tracked you down, but thanks.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Your information that I just saw literally about 72 hours ago put the puzzle piece together with me regarding the COVID vaccine and the 5G deadly radiation, those towers that Bill Gates put up during Stay Home, Stay Safe. I just want to let the people know you have a wealth of knowledge on how they're connected, and you've also been practicing law for 28 years. You currently serve as the principal in the law firm Disabled Rights Advocates, PLLC. You are the CEO of a large health and disability insurance group, and you recently filed the first suit against the U.S. Department of Defense, Department of Health and Human Services and Food and Drug Administration in August 2021 in Robert versus Austin. I don't know how you sleep. Explain Robert versus Austin for us.
I don't either. Thank you. Robert V. Austin, we started on the basis that the Secretary of Defense not only mandated shots for the entirety of our military, considering that all the test animals in the prior phases died, he also had authorized the use of force. And there were some 200,000 service members that already survived the COVID infection. Almost everybody did. It wasn't a big guess. And those people didn't want to take the shots. And there are exemptions in the Uniform Code of Military Justice and Army regulations, amongst others, that exempt them from it. And besides that, it's a giant experiment. You know, according to the Nuremberg Code and even U.S. statutes, including the Uniform Code of Military Justice, people don't have to be lab rats.
How are they getting away with this with the Nuremberg Code in place?
Yes. And it's not just the Nuremberg Code. There are three separate UN conventions that also prohibit this very same conduct for which we hung 200 and some Germans in 1945. How are they getting away with it? It's the single biggest conspiracy against mankind. It's a genocide that has ever happened. This is a global cooperative effort to depopulate the planet. There is no other way to describe this.
So basically, we have a lot of elites that are, I want to say, demon possessed. There's a lot of times where I'm wondering, questioning that, because it takes a certain person that is all working in collaboration with each other around this globe to carry out this plot. We've got people in our government. We got people in education, got people in all over.
They were involved in the clinical trials. They know how dangerous these were. They hid the data, and then they made everybody take it anyway against all of these UN conventions and local law. They knew. That's what this is.
And the problem is there's so many people that are corrupt in all these higher up positions. It's hard to even get the truth out there. We got mainstream media owned by the globe, by the elites. Okay, share with us what the whole COVID plandemic was designed to do.
unify sovereignty in the WHO/UN. So it's already happened in different sectors, and this one is simply using public health as an excuse. So when the 2005 international health regulations came into being, 194 countries signed on to those and promised, should there be a global pandemic, that they would all cooperate and operate in the exact same way. And that's precisely what happened in COVID. In March 2020, Tedros said this is a international health emergency of global concern. And on that basis, every signatory country followed those rules exactly. Everybody locked down their people. Everybody picked the winners and losers in business. And everybody modified the behavior and forced the shots, a giant experiment on people in violation of the law. Where did the Constitution go? It was suspended. That's also part of these regulations. There are truncated constitutional rights, if you can describe them that. They're really procedural rights that were granted under 42 CFR Part 70 and 71. And they effectively replaced any constitutional human rights that you have. And that happened in every country in the world.
Okay, I have a question to ask you, a little curveball question here. I was reading, researching, and hearing for the last 2 years that if people got the shot, they're no longer, I don't know if I want to go down the road of fully healed, yes, but they don't fall underneath the protection of the United States Constitution any longer because they're owned by the drug companies. Do I have that somewhat correct?
So that's the allegation that we put into our brief to the Tenth Circuit, where Robert B. Austin currently sits. We asked the question, given a case called Myriad Genetics, a 2013 Supreme Court case, which holds use of messenger RNA to effectuate gene modification results in the patent holders owning the new synthetic genome. Precisely what you just said is what we asked. And by the way, the Department of Justice, who represents the DOD, just refused to answer that question. Right. So I take that as an admission.
Yes.
That the patent holders own, at least in part, the people that they vaccinated.
So the government...
By the way, the 13th Amendment.
The government owns whoever, literally owns whoever took this shot.
According to my allegations and no answer from the DOJ, that's the conclusion that I've reached,
Thank
sadly.
Thank you so much for solidifying exactly what was in my gut from all the research I've been doing on my end as well with the various, numerous people in my circle. Todd, you are absolutely correct. This is horrific. Okay, COVID, I also did research on this. Can you verify this? I heard that it stands for Certification of Vaccine ID.
Yes, it's something similar to that, Coronavirus ID. I've heard a few variations. But the answer is this. Even in 2007, the World Bank was selling PCR tests called COVID-19. My point in telling you that is that this was predetermined, right? This whole thing was a setup to the point where PCR tests were floating around being financed by the World Bank. Yes.
You are unbelievable. Don't move. We'll be right back with you and more dirt on these elites and the depopulation plot right after a word from our sponsor. Tragically, an unplanned pregnancy can lead to desperate measures. That's where Preborn steps in, supporting these moms with free ultrasounds to introduce them to their baby and help them choose life. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 rescues five babies. Please help us save 2,000 babies by sponsoring ultrasounds. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Let's save lives together. Todd, okay, I don't even know where to begin. What happened back in 2005 with the World Health Organization's health regulations? How does it affect us today?
Well, so last week, or the week before, I think it was the 22nd, actually, of May, the WHO actually had their 75th convention, whereby all of the signatory countries, 194 of them, were planning on ceding their sovereignty officially. Now, for all practical purposes, that already happened, as was demonstrated by the whole COVID live exercise. That's what Mike Pompeo said it was.
Yep.
And they were just tidying up their legal work, right? It so happens that so many people raised absolute hell over this that they quietly hid back in the corners, you know, that they live in. The reality is it's already there in the case when there's a global health emergency, the WHO is now in charge of the planet. Frankly, they have been from 2005 when the original health regulations were established. And what will happen the next time they do it, well, I shouldn't even say the next time, Biden just continued the health emergency into July. However, when the next one comes, as Bill Gates calls it, they will simply solidify that that very notion, and they'll send their mercenaries around the world, as they did in the case of Canada and Australia, to enforce international law locally.
We have the Project BioShield Act. It was signed back in 2004. How is that still affecting us today?
So this is part of the whole conglomeration. What happened in 2008, prior to the BioShield Act, the Department of Justice created the Bureau of Justice, which made a conglomeration out of public health, law enforcement, corrections, and the judiciary. They all effectively became one under one solidified house for the purpose, under 42 CFR Part 70 and 71, replacing your constitutional rights should there become a global or a public health emergency, as they call it. So this is what the BioShield Act was, effectively the ratification of the 2005 international health regulations in our statutes.
Todd, they're causing a plandemic to then take away our rights.
Right.
This is just unbelievable.
There's more. If you look at the Marburg provisions of the PREP Act, it's already been invoked. The money has already been spent on building quarantine centers. We interrupted two of them, one in New York and one in Arizona. And we actually have the intergovernmental agreement where money was spent from the federal government, Health and Human Services, to not only build quarantine centers, but also to train people in rural collection, isolation, and quarantining. The next one is coming, and I keep saying it's Marburg because they already spent the money, which means that we already apparently have a Marburg pandemic.
Yes, your brain works like mine. Okay, you are helping me out so much with this, because the next question on my hit list is, you were on this recent program talking in detail about the Marburg pathogen and how it's connected with 5G, and I had chills down my spine because I knew for the last 2 years, for the last 2.5 years, after speaking at all these different events, I was at a Tucker Carlson event. There was a woman there, Orlene Coley. She was on my program last August. If you haven't seen last August, I had a whole series on the biohazard weapon of a shot with a bunch of doctors. And then in October, Orlene Coley came on and talked about 5G. We have four phenomenal guests. And I did an in-depth research on what's going on with 5G, the deadly radiation, 20 gigahertz on up, birds die. I go into major detail. You have to check out that series. It's a must because of what we're about to talk about right now. So you were on this program and you talked about Marburg pathogen connected with 5G. What's in the works regarding this next plandemic that Bill Gates and his cohorts, his heinous cohorts, have already been announcing? Because I know that 5G and what's in these shots are connected. Can you explain that in detail for us?
Yeah, there's actually a couple different ways to look at this. Number one, I stand on the shoulder of giants, these experts. These are doctors and scientists who provide me evidence, and we have a number of whistleblowers. So my information is really coming from them. Including people that have been in the bioweapon and the electronic warfare business, right? So this is who's giving me information. And it turns out that there's really two different vectors. One is that these 5G frequencies are capable all by themselves of creating the very symptomology, whether it's Marburg or monkeypox or COVID. And by the way, at a 60 gigahertz signal, the 5G is capable of actually separating oxygen from nitrogen. They call it oxygen absorption qualities. And it's not by coincidence. On the Halloween night in 2019, Wuhan turned on 10,000 5G transmitters. Secondarily to that, we found in the patents that the patent holders had actually created these chimeric bugs, kind of like what COVID was. It was part bacterial, part viral. In this particular case, they created some bugs that were, again, chimeric. They were part Ebola, part Staphylococcus, part Marburg, and part E. coli. And these were actually housed in these very same lipid nanoparticles that were used in the Pfizer and Moderna shots, the messenger RNA. And once they slip past your body's immune system, they deliver these payloads. We also found scientific data that suggests that an 18 gigahertz signal can be used as effectively a triggering mechanism, such that these lipid nanoparticles will be inside of somebody's body. They sit there inert until such time as this 18 gigahertz signal gets broadcast three separate times for 1 minute. It causes the lipid nanoparticles to swell and spill out the contents of these pathogens. All of that we found. We don't know who got the pathogens. We don't even know if they made it into the market or made it into people. We just know they did the science, they took the time to write it all down, and they went to the expense of actually patenting it. Given everything we know today, especially as it relates to this genocide we find ourselves in, my question to people who doubt that is, why wouldn't they do that? as a part of slipping these lipid nanoparticles past people's immune system, they had to disarm the immune system. They used three separate HIV proteins to do exactly that. What they didn't do is fix it, right? So they effectively gave everybody vaccine-induced AIDS, and there are hundreds of doctors that support that statement.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to say again what you just said, because this is probably some of the most critical info I've ever had on this program. And it is like a mic drop moment. This is so detrimental to our globe as a whole. If we have approximately 70% of our population that got at least one shot. And I have family members in the medical field. They thought I was nuts. I said, you know what? You didn't do the research I did on Bill Gates for the last 27 years and everyone else connected. I have dirt since I was 16 years old on what's going on. And the information I found out when I lived in Hollywood, I should write 52 books on. Bill Gates, just so people are aware of how 5G comes into play with Bill Gates, he bought 5.3 million shares of Crown Castle in March of 2020, somewhere in there, had all these towers constructed around the globe. And I was testing a meter. You can get more information, like I said, back in October of our series. Go to counterculturemom.com. Go back to October. You will see the series. Your job will be on the ground of what Bill Gates did. He put up the death towers. People started getting sick. I believe it was causing them to then run and go get a shot, which now comes into play with what you just said. You're saying with these towers, which they've tested in my own yard, they put up five in a 5 mile radius. I had dead birds in my yard. I knew they died at 20 gigahertz. I know that we die at 60 gigahertz. I knew about Wuhan, China. I knew 23 million, if not more, people died out there. Media never covered it. It's insane what's going on. So because they fully turn them on to 60 gigahertz, like what you said, and they were all given a mandatory shot 3 months before in July of 2019. And then 3 months later, 5G got turned on. I saw that as a testing ground for what's going to happen in America. I know I'm not nuts. That's why I love who you are, because you're a truth seeker and a truth teller. Are you telling everyone right now that three short blasts of the 18 gigahertz or higher, which our towers definitely went past the 20 gig mark because I've been testing them. They're past the needle of 20 gig on my meter, a tri-field meter if you want to go buy one. Tri-field, it'll be in the show notes. Are you saying if they blast at three times at 18 gigahertz and we had at least one shot, we're in trouble?
I'm saying that it is entirely possible, based on the patents that we see, that these chimeric pathogens were inside of lipid nanoparticles that were delivered to some or all or none people, and that if this 18 gigahertz signal is blasted, those that received those lipid nanoparticles with those chimeric pathogens will have them released in their body. And just like the spike protein was caused, developed out of people's recombinant DNA, the exact same thing would happen in this particular case, according to the patents. I'm saying they wrote it down. I'm saying they have the opportunity. I'm saying they've done other horrible genocidal things, so why wouldn't they? And that's what the science shows us is possible. I'm also saying they may not need to go to that trouble. According to other experts, they have the ability to utilize 5G signals in such a fashion as to replicate any of the symptomology we think we see, whether that's monkeypox or Marburg or Ebola or COVID.
Yes, yes, yes. And the map of where they rolled out 5G matched all these COVID cases. I will go to the grave or the rapture still and always believing that we are seeing radiation toxicity, major radiation toxicity. It's the same symptoms, hair loss, can't sleep, dizziness, all of it.
They got radiated like that. The people in Australia, friends of mine, because I work with a lot of Australian lawyers, were actually cooked by both 5G and LRAD at a peaceful protest. So we already know that they will do it. They have already done it. These people showed up with neck cancer and blisters inside their mouths and blisters all over their bodies. They are supposedly only using non-ionizing radiation. I don't think that's so. I think that this is a full-on weapon system, and they're just cooking people, and will continue to do so.
Absolutely. And the military uses these radiation frequencies for crowd control, to get rid of the protesters that want to save America. Todd, unbelievable.
That happened in Canberra, Australia. It's exactly what happened. And they also called in their mercenaries under the UN Safe Cities Initiative. The mayor has the independent authority to call in these mercenaries, and they did, both in Canada and in Australia.
I'm not kidding you. And if you, for the people out there that know the Lord, we're both believers in the Lord. God literally told me when I was eating cereal that one morning and I saw a bird die in my window, a little clear feeder was in my window. No bird ever came there because my four kids are nuts. They're loud. They're running around the house, having fun, living life. No bird came all the way into my deck and sat there. That morning when I was sitting there at the kitchen table, 2 hours later than I normally am, bird lands in that feeder, dies in front of my face. I started bawling, and God said, that is what these elites want to do to my people. He said that to me. So I believe everything you're saying. My next valid question would be for the people watching this right now thinking, oh my gosh, I got a shot. I got three. What can I do? Todd, what can people do right now physically? Obviously, yeah. Get any more shots. But what else could they do physically for their bodies to help when I absolutely believe they're going to start blasting these towers at 18 gig and higher?
Good. So it's a great question. I do a lot of work with a foundation called the Truth for Health Foundation. Dr. Vliet is the lady behind that, and she has a lot of other people helping her, scientists and doctors, and they've come up with a plan to help people remedy the situation and also prevent it. It turns out, according to her, the very same kind of treatments that help us with COVID or Marburg or whatever, abendazole, fenbendazole, ivermectin, all of those things also work to benefit people if they're exposed to radiation. The issue is the radiation causes inflammation, and apparently it negatively impacts the hydrophilic bonds that operate in our body. Those very same medicines will also operate to help as it relates to radiation. So go to truthforhealth.org. And look for the fact sheet. There's one particularly on Marburg and monkeypox, and you can get a really good education for free.
Absolutely. And I also want to let everyone know one of our sponsors is Pure Bella Vita. We're going to watch a short commercial. Use code Tina at checkout to save $5 off your order. And it's cheap and it works phenomenally well to reduce inflammation. I love having Pure Bella Vita as a sponsor. We're going to cut away right now. Write this down. Grab a pen. Get this product that will also help in your body, your immune system heal.
Optimize your health. Protect against chronic disease. The most powerful antioxidant on the market. 172 times stronger than vitamin C. A breakthrough formula called C60 Complete, containing the purest combination of the world's healthiest ingredients. 28,000 positive effects published in research, backed by top scientists and leading researchers. A patented NASA-grade formula that comes in easy-to-swallow gel capsules. Get $5 off your order by going to counterculturemom.com and using promo code Tina.
All right, Todd, we came across this article. It says notice of declaration under the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act for countermeasures against Marburg virus and Marburg disease. What in the world is this?
Yeah, that looks like the enabling part of the PREP Act that speaks to Marburg and allows for spending to result from a Marburg declaration. I'm speculating here because I've not read that before. That looks like the actual declaration that would be used to declare that there is a Marburg pandemic. I'm unaware of one. I heard there was some Marburg floating around Europe. I'd heard that somebody said 12 people in the United States had it, but there's no media coverage on this. I'm unaware of some big Marburg epidemic, but that's what that appears to be, is a declaration as such.
Have you heard anything about this zombie apocalypse? On the CDC website, the COVID shot is related to 5G causing this zombie apocalypse. I know it sounds nuts, but if the CDC's got it on there, that means, and I have this document right here, it is, people.
Not nuts. So a few things. First and foremost, I would tell you that all the doctors I work with, and I'm talking about hundreds of treating physicians, tell me that they are seeing cognitive decline in all of their patients that took the shots. I've got a flight surgeon, actually more than one, that are telling me that their pilots can't get through the training program because they've lost their ability to fly the aircraft or to even reason. So what we found out, and what happened is Pfizer had to release their 6-month post-marketing experience subject to a FOIA, right? So the court ordered to release it, and in that they had reported 1,291 separate serious adverse events of special interest, meaning in addition to other serious adverse events. The number one first one listed was the 1p36 gene deletion syndrome. Heretofore, that has been a congenital disease. Now they're saying the side effect of the shots, it so happens that that disease atrophies your frontal cortex. In other words, it makes you unable to think, makes people frustrated, and it gives them biting fits. Also, go look at CONPLAN 8888. That is the U.S. military's response plan to five different types of zombies. in a zombie apocalypse. They have been preparing for this for years and years. Every agency that's called NIMS compliant has gone through their own apocalypse training, much of which they actually use zombie apocalypse as their training platform.
Where can we go to get your information?
truthforhealth.org. You can also look up VaxChoice, VaxChoice.com. And we have tons. Everything that you and I talked about today, we put all the documents there at VaxChoice. There is also a criminal complaint people can download and file in their local jurisdiction.
You must go to counterculturemom.com. Click on this episode. Watch the four-part series. It'll blow your mind this week. Counterculturemom.com. You are my hero. Seriously, one of the highlights of the history of the Counterculture Mom Show. We're going on 1 year right about now, a little over 200 episodes. You are phenomenal. Thank you for existing. So people know that what I've been saying is accurate, and you just added more information to my brain.
Thanks to you. You're the one doing the hard work. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.